Hello and welcome. I'm Matthew from Rosie & Rosie, investment property specialists helping you invest in property with confidence. Join us as we interview local experts from within the real estate industry and share with you the insights and practical tips to give you the edge when it comes to buying, selling or renting your investment property. Today we're joined by Omar Razlan from Key Property Tax Depreciation. Welcome Omar and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Omar, today I want to talk to you about depreciation schedules. As investors, part of the benefit and appeal of investing in property is the tax benefits derived from the depreciation of the asset. Tell us, what exactly is a depreciation schedule and why do we need one?
Okay, so a tax depreciation schedule identifies the value or the depreciating value of a property and three main components of a property: the capital structure, capital improvements, and plant equipment. So what a schedule does is it puts together these values and they depreciate over a period of 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it may be in regards to the age of the property. So it gives you a year by year depreciating value. Now that value offsets your taxable income. So to give you just a broad example, if in year number one, this property depreciates $10,000, which is a combination of capital structure, capital improvements, and plant equipment, and you were to earn $100,000 that year, instead of paying tax on $100,000, they'll take that $10,000 off that and you'll only have to pay tax on $90,000. Mm-hmm. So it's a reasonably good saving for everyone.
Yeah. So a depreciation schedule refers to the capital structure, capital improvements, and plant and equipment. What are those things specifically?
Okay. Capital structure is the building, mm-hmm. the structure. Capital improvements are improvements to that structure. So for example, if you were to build an addition to the property, that's a capital improvement. Mm-hmm. If you were to improve the bathroom, improve the kitchen, which is quite common. Now plant and equipment are all the items that have obviously a much smaller lifespan than the capital item. So a capital structure and capital improvements have a lifespan of around 40 years. Mm-hmm. But a hot water system may only have a lifespan of say 12 years. So a hot water system, oven, range hood, stove, these sort of things are plant and equipment. And the way I look at it, an easy way to describe it, is these are items that you could probably rip out, take out of the property, but if you're actually to go and move out of the property, you wouldn't take them with you. Mm-hmm. So if you sold a property, you're not going to take the hot water system to your next property with mm-hmm. you. It stays with the property. However, it's not permanently fixed in that property and it's not going to live and die with the rest of the structure.
Yep. Yep. That's a good definition. Recently, the ATO made some changes to what plant and equipment can and can't be claimed. Mm-hmm. Can you explain the changes for us?
Yeah. So in May, the budget announced that plant and equipment cannot be claimed or added as a part of the depreciation schedule if you hadn't purchased them yourself. So before this, there was a term called grandfathered. So if you bought a property that was built in 1995 and this had an oven stove, hot water system, carpet on the floor. Mm-hmm. This is all plant equipment that you could then claim, even though you never bought those items, they just came with the property. Mm-hmm. If you now purchase property after May, that's when the rules came into play, you can still claim the capital structure, you can, to an extent, you can claim the capital improvement, but the plant equipment, you can't claim any longer. However, if you buy the property and then you go ahead and put a new hot water system, a new oven stove, you can then claim it because you're the one that's actually paid for them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. Someone's bought an investment property. They realise there's some tax benefits to be enjoyed as a result. Mm-hmm. What's the process? How do they engage someone like yourself?
Okay. Well, a lot of people will firstly go ask their accountant and get their accountant's advice. Now, as of, I believe it's in 2010, the ATO identified only a quantity surveyor was able to put a schedule together and then value capital structure and capital improvements and things like that. So unfortunately, the accountant may be able to advise you, but they wouldn't be able to prepare the schedule for you. So best thing to do is engage someone like myself. What I do is then arrange access to the property, and I go to the property and inspect it for all the items that can and can't be claimed or might not be able to be claimed. I give everything strong consideration regardless. And because my other business is a building inspector, means that I'm in properties day in, day out, and I kind of know what to look out for. Mm. And I use the same systematic and methodical approach when I'm looking for what can and can't be depreciated. once I've compiled all the data and research on the items that can, or you know, can be depreciated, I then put that forward to a licensed quantity surveyor who can then apply all the values to things. Once all those values are applied and we are able to generate that year-on-year depreciating value, next step to do is just hand that to the accountant, and the accountant applies it accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of one of those things where you just do it, set it, forget it. It you know, you can run at minimum 20 years, you know, running off the schedule. Should there be some changes, if you have added a plant equipment, let's say your hot water system goes and you buy a new one,
mm-hmm.
contact me and we update the schedule for you.
Yep.
You know, should your accountant not be able to at the time.
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
So that's quite an easy process.
Excellent. Thanks for that. So if, for example, we had four identical houses,
mm-hmm.
and we were considering to purchase one of them as an investment, one was brand new, one was 1 year old, one was 10 years old, and the other was 40 years old,
mm-hmm.
how much would the depreciation schedules differ?
Okay. Now, are we talking about purchasing them before May or after May? So
today,
with the new rules?
Today.
So, current standards. Okay. Well, the new one, you would be able to claim everything.
Mm-hmm.
Claim the capital structure. There's obviously not going to be any improvements, but all the plant equipment you claim because you're the one that's paid for that plant equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Now you said the investment property, is that new as well?
They're all for investment purposes.
Yep.
One's 1 year old.
Yep.
So one's brand new, which I've just answered. Right. One's 1 year old.
Okay.
10 and 40.
So the 1 year old, 10 and 4 year old, in the same situation where you can claim the capital structure, but you wouldn't be able to claim any of the plant and equipment.
Mm-hmm.
On any of those properties, unless you buy some and add some to it. Now, as I mentioned before, the capital structure depreciates over 40 years. So for that 1 year old, you've still got 39 years left of capital structure to depreciate,
mm-hmm.
which is quite good and reasonably substantial. So that's what you'd be claiming in that one. The 10 year old, same thing, you would still have another 30 years left of the structure. And in that 10 years, if there have been some capital improvements, that can be considered as well. Not as common though, but there may be some. Now, when it comes to the 40-year-old property, unfortunately, capital structure depreciates over 40 years, so there will be little to no depreciation available mm-hmm. on the capital structure. However, what we would go and do is inspect the property thoroughly and try to identify any capital improvements. For example, if there was an improvement that was 20 years old, well, then there's still 20 years left of depreciation available on mm-hmm. that improvement. This is where a thorough inspection comes into play and good research comes into play, because it can be quite minimal, but I have found in the past that it can be quite substantial. So definitely something that we should always look at and don't write off the opportunity.
Mm. Often I find investors rely on their accountants to prepare any depreciation benefits for tax purposes, and that's a perfect example as to what they might overlook, just looking at the age of the property on a piece of paper. So do you have any other tips specifically for investors looking to, I guess, maximize their depreciation benefits?
Sure. And look, I have to just make mention, sorry, Matt, that this is not financial advice. I'm just giving a suggestion and options to consider and things to look at. When you're looking at property for investment purposes, especially if you're looking at upgrading or renovating that property, consider the items which are going to depreciate better for you.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the plant and equipment items that you're going to be able to depreciate straight away. And I'll give you a great example is carpet and tiling.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might think tiling is better, it's longer lasting, but the reality is tiling becomes part of the structure.
Mm.
It's not plant and equipment. Whereas laying carpet is plant and equipment that can be depreciated. So you know, you'll instantly get a bit of a better return for it. So that's just one tip to look out for. My suggestion is speak to your accountant. They should know, but if not, speak to a depreciator, you know, or you're more than welcome to speak to me, and I can give you a list of items that, you know, we look out for the tax depreciation, and they're the items that you could use when improving or renovating your property.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you're looking at investment for to claim the maximum, new means you can claim everything, but you would then try to look for something newer rather than older, because there's going to be a lot more life left in it to mm-hmm. depreciate.
Yep. Fantastic. And thank you for joining us again today, Omar. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that's all we've got time for, but before you go, tell us, how can people get in touch with you directly?
Okay. We've got a website, www.keypropertyinspections.com.au. Email address is omar@keypropertyinspections.com.au. I'm available on Facebook and Instagram, where you can follow my daily escapades. Key Property Inspections. And my best contact number is 0406-315-351. Thank you.
Thanks, Omar. We certainly appreciate you coming on and look forward to having you back. And thank you for joining us too. We hope you found Omar's industry insights to be useful. Remember, this is general advice, and if you have any questions specific about your circumstances, I'm sure Omar would be only too happy to hear from you and respond to you directly. Similarly, if you have any questions, queries or feedback for us, please send them in, comment below or email hello@rosieandrosie. We'd love to hear from you too. It's been a pleasure having you with us, but it's time for us to go. Until next time, I'm Matthew from Rosie and Rosie, helping you invest in property with confidence.